want to share with you that this word, this message, this presentation is based on each of you understanding that the combination of divine and human guidance. We need God, and we need wonderful people in our lives. People who have experience and what it means and what it takes to walk with the Lord. So this message is based on knowing that we do need each other. There's this thing called submitting to one another, being accountable to one another. That just means is that you are open for growth. You are willing to go to another level, another place that only God can take you. Thank God for 2025. Many of us had some amazing journeys, some tough trials, some difficulties, but we made it. Say it with me, we made it. Amen. Here comes December, or here is December, but here comes 2026. And what I'm going to say next is just to open windows in your mind and in your heart and in your spirit. Because what I'm going to say next is a challenge, not a downgrade or hurt anybody's feelings. My job is never to hurt anybody's feelings. My job is to make sure that I present the Word of God with grace, mercy, and love, and with healing and restoration in the name of Jesus Christ. But your battle for 2026 is going to be between you and your excuses. And once you realize that those excuses is what have stopped the work of the Lord in your life. Here's what we believe. We believe that the enemy is a defeated foe. Jesus conquered everything. He's our way, the truth, and the life. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. He is our everything. And according to the word of the Lord, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, our Lord. I can keep going, but I just want to encourage you that there's an amazing movement of God. And I'm going to tell you what it is. It's where we are hungry to know Jesus in a personal way, where Jesus becomes so real to us that we're not afraid. And for us, like myself, who've been around the work of the Lord, we can get stagnant real easy, and we can take things for granted very easy. But the Spirit of the Lord loves us so much to keep in front of us how important it is to stay awake, to stay alert, to know that the work that is going on is precious. It's kingdom of God work. This is why God has established, challenged us in a way that we would take Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7 and develop that standard that is from God, not a religious one. Not because we have this certain belief, because I've learned in my journey with the Lord that it takes more than knowledge. It takes wisdom. And the only way I know how to get wisdom is through experience. And experience means is that there are a lot of times that we got to learn from our mistakes, and we got to learn from our failures, and we got to learn from our excuses, and we got to learn from our bad choices, and we got to learn from our bad decisions. But if we learn, then we become learners for the kingdom of God. And that way we know we're in the right place and the right time, because God loves us. And you need to hear that. I've been blessed to raise 5 children. And sometimes my love had to come across stern and firm and boundaries and et cetera, et cetera. And were they perfect? No. Why? Because they didn't have a perfect dad. But we have a perfect God.
Amen.
Amen? And I say that to all of us, that this season is really up to us to focus accordingly. This season is not about what the custom and what the world says what the season's about. We're responsible to make sure that our hearts and our church and our home and our children realize that this season is about Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ only. Listen, I like to party just like the rest of them. Love the party. You're all looking at me like, what? I like to have fun. I like to eat. I like to open up presents. I like to get together. I love tamales. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Here in a moment, I'll be speaking in tongues. I love tamales. Love the enchiladas. Love the green chili. Love the homemade tortillas. I love all of that. It's beautiful to get together, and that's okay. I don't want to come across as a humbug. But listen, if you have it, amen. If you don't, what's important is that we have each other. We have God. We have our family. We have our home. We have our church. Yes, all that's wonderful. But make sure you speak and you talk to your wonderful children how precious this season is, because for many people, it's PTSD. For many people, it's trauma. For many people, it's grieving. For many, childhood have not been healed. We're carrying a lot of childhood trauma, and I'm here to tell you, we don't have to carry it. We can release it in the name of Jesus Christ. And this is why you need someone amazing and powerful in your life. And God loves you enough. Listen, please get it this morning. He'll send them to you. Oh, did you get that this morning? He'll send them to you. And that is powerful. Knowing that you're not alone. Knowing that there's someone who's been there, done that. Someone that understands you. They know your emotions. They know your mind. They know what you're going through. They know the pain. They know the agony of defeat. They understand all of that. But here this morning, what we do need to understand is that we can put it all under the blood of Jesus, and we can walk with freedom and liberty and healing and deliverance and restoration. Let the past be the past. I'm going to have the honor and the privilege this week to speak a few words to my great auntie who lived to be 103. And my focus is basically going to be that how impressed I was with her and my grandmother and my auntie, that they were prayer warriors. Nothing else impressed me, but they were women of prayer. They were powerful. They were real. They saw the Red Sea open. They not literally, but they saw the Red Sea. I mean, they were able to experience great things in life. 103. Can you imagine how many presidents, how many wars, and how many diseases, and how many things went through their life? And they stood and they cried out to God. They cried out to God. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. The problem is, they're gone. Who's going to step up? Women, you have been told by the Spirit of God and the Word of God. Women, you've been told that you are type of the Holy Spirit. You are so powerful. I wish at times I can just have an ounce of your prayer life. But amen, slowly but surely, we're headed that way where men of God will begin to cry out to God, and knowing that God is the only one that will satisfy our hearts and our soul and our home in the name of Jesus. Amen. Listen, we need God. But I struggle. I'm going to tell you my struggle this morning. I struggle with Christians who feel they don't need to be accountable. Not only do I struggle with them, they scare me. because we all need each other. When it comes down to it, then when it comes down, you'll know who's on your side. You'll know in the middle of darkness and tribulation who's there for you. And thank God that New Beginnings has gone through whatever it needed to go through. But it's standing tall and it's standing powerful and it's standing real, because New Beginnings is not a fly-by-night ministry. Year over year and year past, every year past, we get stronger and better and faster. I don't know about better looking, but we get stronger and better for the glory of God. This is why 2026 is going to be crucial, because the battle is going to be between you and your excuses. So, well, Pastor, you just offended me. I didn't mean to do it. Honestly, I didn't. But you got to look and do inventory of all the excuses that we have made why we can and why we shouldn't or why it can't be done. I'm here to tell you the God that you and I serve is a God of possibility. Amen. With God, all things are possible. You say, well, I got to live with it. No, you don't. You don't have to live with it. Jesus came to pay the price to deliver us from whatever deliverance we need in our lives. We're just choosing to go ahead and say, you know what? It's my forefathers. It's my past generation. It's the curse. You, Pastor, do you believe in family curses? You know what? Maybe they are real. Maybe they are. But doesn't mean that you have to entertain them and be part of you. You can go forward in the name of Jesus. As I stated, that generation is in God. But you know, thank God I still have my parents. And you may not have your parent, but I still have a praying woman that every time I get off the phone with her, before I hang up, I say, you better be praying for me, woman. Prayers are powerful. Don't take your prayer life lightly, what's coming up. We need guidance. And so in Numbers chapter 10, something amazing happened. If you're looking for a book to read in the month of December, can I encourage you to read Numbers, book of Numbers? It is the journey, the beginning of their journey to move through the wilderness to the promised land. They're starting a new life. They're starting something they've never done before. It's new to them. Listen, Christians, what's going to happen is going to be new to you. You say, well, Pastor, I've been a Christian for long. No, that is past. That is gone. God's going to give you new wine, amen. He's going to give you a new spirit. He's going to give you a new outlook. He's going to give you something brand new. But Pastor, I hear this all every year. Well, maybe it's time to begin to believe that. If you've been hearing it, maybe it's time to believe that God is wanting to do something that is supernatural. And so we see in Numbers so clearly, they're getting ready. And so Moses ask his brother-in-law, Hobab. That's the only time I'm going to say his name. Somebody said brother-in-law. Moses asked his brother-in-law, listen, can you be our guide? And God's going to ask many of you to become mentors, people in leadership to help others so that they can grow in Christ Jesus. Oh, not me. I'm not capable. You know what? You're right. You're not. But with the anointing of God, you're able. Believe it or not, I hope you believe it. Still, one of the hardest things to get behind here and present the Word of God. I get so nervous. It's like, wow, Pastor. No, man, I don't fear you. But I want to make sure I'm presenting the word of the Lord that will touch your heart, not your mind, your heart, that will change you as you go forward. And so as we read in Numbers chapter 10, is asked to be a guide. They're moving into the wilderness. And at times, we need the combination. We need that divine. You need to go to God, but you need the hands-on. You need the tangibles. You need someone to speak to. I'm here to announce to you, I'm grateful I have a support team. I am grateful that I can go to talk to anybody, however I need to talk to anybody. Confidential, not confidential, but I'm able to express my feelings and my thoughts and lay them at the table and say, Lord God, I thank you that I'm able to express and lay it at the altar of God, knowing that someone will support me no matter what strength, what weakness, no matter what my background is, no matter what has happened, because that is part of your development and part of your growth. Listen carefully. I'd love for you to get this morning because it's going to be action-packed in December. Tomorrow we're going to wake up and we're going to say Happy New Year's. That's how fast this is going to go. We're going to get up tomorrow, we're going to say Happy New Year, and they're going to say, where did this year go? I don't know if I'm just becoming a little bit more emotional because I'm starting to come to the place of acceptance, because a lot of times we're in denial and we stay in denial, but moving forward is an acceptance, because it's in a place of acceptance where I see the hand of God and the healing of God. We have to accept the things that we cannot change ourselves. God is the only one that can help us. So never underestimate what God is doing in the time of waiting. Those who wait on the Lord, He's going to renew their strength. I'm going to ask you this morning to listen very carefully to this substance and this principle this morning. Keep the faith in the face of adversity. Because I'm here to share with you that strength is not born out of comfort. It's born out of pain. Pain is there to be a wonderful, great teacher, that we cannot rely on our strength and our ability. We got to rely on the anointing of God and the strength of God. And I hope that every one of us this morning realize that there's this great movement of God that's coming, and you and I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it. I want to be right smack in the middle of people who are hungry for the things of the Lord, knowing in your heart, somebody say amen, knowing in your heart that a breakthrough is coming in your life. It's coming, because you know that the only true comfort is the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. Listen, as Moses, as the leader, goes forward, got Israel all lined up according to Numbers chapter 10, verse 29 through 31. We see that God, Moses, is asking his brother-in-law to be a guide. Moses is using combination, even though they used the cloud as the presence of God to guide them. They had the tablets of the stone. They had the Ten Commandments. They also had the law. And they had direct communication, primary for having a direction and a guidance in their lives. And so this morning, I think the most important thing is that this is powerful and it's awesome, because a lot of times, good is not always God's will. Listen. But God's will is always good. So this journey that you're in, is nothing wrong by you saying, God, I want to do your will. That's what I want, God. Because God will line it up. God will put everything in place and in order. God will get rid of the things that you think you need. And yes, it's detachment. That means that you're going to go through the emotional roller coaster because we have been trained that we need that to survive. And listen, you're not here to survive. You are here. The Bible says you are here to live an abundant life. And that abundant life is that God wants to give you more than enough in your life. This is why everyday decisions, human judgment, wisdom, because Moses' brother-in-law had that. He knew how to journey through the wilderness. Look for people who have been successful in business. Look for people who have been successful in relationship. Look for people who know how to take care of finances. It's okay. I mean, the whole world knows. I remember this great wrestler. I don't even know why I'm sharing this, but he wanted no one to know that he was seeking help, and he didn't want nobody to know that he had this problem. And with my beautiful smile that I have, and just looking at him, and I said to him, "Young man, I'm just going to tell you this morning, everybody knows." But if you acknowledge that you need support and help, they will become your greatest supporters that you have ever found by just acknowledging, "I need support in the name of Jesus." Amen? Amen. Listen, I like this as I finish some final touches here this morning. As I do want to read this together with you. Would you begin to read with me in verse 29? In verse 29 of Numbers 10, I want you to read this with me because Moses asked his brother-in-law that he would come, and because he knew the place well, and God had promised him good things from Israel. But he said to him in verse 30, "I will not go, but I will depart to my own land and my own relative." So Moses said, "Please do not leave. And as much as you know, we are here camped in the wilderness so that you can be our eyes." Listen, it's okay to ask someone to be your eyes. It's okay to say, "I need to be accountable. I need to submit to one another." You're not asking for permission. You're just asking for guidance. You're asking for confirmation. You're asking for confirmation. You're asking for assurance. You're just making sure that's the right decision. That's the right choice. And because that's so important, just to sit with someone and realize that they have a different perspective. They have a different view. They have a different insight. They'll show you things. I never saw that before. And that's why it's important to get around people that will give you that expertise that you are looking for, because that is a crucial place to be for the glory of God. Listen, good counsel, good advice is important. Let me read one more piece of verse for you that will help you. I'm hoping it's helping someone. I want you to run real quick with me to Exodus, just to the book to the left, a couple of books to the left. And I want you to begin to read with me in Exodus chapter 18. And the reason why I want you to begin to read with me this morning is because Moses was asking his brother-in-law for guidance and counsel. Where did he get that trait from? Well, he got it from his father. His father gave Moses great advice and great counsel. I love when people are honest with us. Amen? You want people around you that are honest with you. You don't want people lying to you. They don't want you to sugarcoat it. They want to be candid. They want to be real. And we got to be real, because there is a real battle out there. There's a real force out there, but we're going to need each other. But I love this counsel, and I hope this morning that someone can take this and say, "Ah, I cannot be a Lone Ranger. I need roots to be part of the body of Christ. I need to develop. I need to grow. I need to get, put roots down. I need fruit. I need evidence. I need maturity. I need to be strong in the things of the Lord. But I like how this begun. In Exodus 18, verse 17, if you're there, say amen. So Moses, father-in-law, said to him, "The things that you do is not good. Both you and these people who are with you will surely wear yourself out." Listen, have you ever been burned out in anything? You know the feeling. Listen, when you do the work of the Lord here at New Beginnings, I'm guaranteeing you right now, none of you will ever be burned out. If you get burned out, it's because it's your fault. Many of the wonderful people who work once a month, and you need to take your vacation, your time out when you're not working. It's when you're working, that leaves everybody hanging so that we have to find other people to take your place, because that's where we become accountable, we become responsible to make sure that we take care of the things of God. So being burnt out does happen. Verse 18, "For this the thing's too much for you. You will not be able to perform it by yourself. Listen now to my voice, son-in-law. I want to give you counsel that God will be with you. Stand before God, the people, so that you may bring the difficulties to God. And you shall teach them the statutes and the laws and show them the ways which you must walk and work that they must do. You shall select from all the people able to such fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, place such over them the rulers of thousands and hundreds and rulers of 50 and rulers of 10. Let them judge the people at all times, and that will be that every great matter shall be bring to you, but every small matter themselves shall judge. So it will be easier for you that they will bear the burden with you." Tell me, if that's not great counsel and great advice. Why is this important? Because we're asking God for double portion. We're asking God for double anointing. And double anointing and double portion is not just going to happen. Positive is a choice. Being positive is a choice. God has not forgotten you. He's preparing a stage for you where God gets all of the glory and he gets all of the honor in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen to that. Listen, even though possibly Moses' brother-in-law didn't become their eyes in the wilderness. And maybe somebody was going to say to you, "Well, I don't have time for you. Go to the next one. Go to the next one. Go to the next one." Until God helps you find the one that you need. Why is this so crucial? Because we have been trained, "I can do this on my own." And I'm here to tell you, no, you can't. I wish I can say, yes, you can. We need each other. The Bible clearly tells us. That's why the people who say, "I don't need accountability and I don't need to be submit to one another to be part of that," because they try to figure all this thing on their own and they get stuck in the wilderness and they never find the promised land. Hey, let's find the promised land. Let's find it together. And because of God's grace and God's mercy, we can. Madeline, as you come, here's what we know. I'll close like this, but they're very important points. I want you to leave today with something that you can take with you. I hope there are some things that were said today you're taking with you. But I want them to be very clear, very direct, because of what we are involved in. We are part of the kingdom of God. We are part of a journey that we're not of this world. We're just passing through. This is not our home. Listen, and I know you know this, but let me give you an amazing revelation. When we leave this earth, whenever that is, for people, it was yesterday. For others, it's maybe tomorrow. For many, it'll be 40 years from now. Listen, we are not taking nothing with us. Nothing. The only thing that I know the Bible says we're going to take with us per se are the souls that we help find Jesus. There's going to be a great reunion. It's going to be a great, amazing celebration of people who find Jesus Christ. So no matter what's going on, we need the divine direction and guidance. And we need these wonderful people in our lives that are going to help us grow. It's okay to say, I need help. It's okay. Don't be afraid of saying you need help. You don't need to live with that bondage. You can have freedom. God is in the business of freedom. So don't be afraid to say, man, guide me to someone, God. They'll help me in this area that I need help. So I want to leave you with this. It takes nothing away from God's leadership. Yes, we need the Word. We need to be led by the Spirit. But sometimes our comfort is by talking to another human being who is also led by the Spirit and the Word of God. We have to begin to demonstrate that God uses various ways to lead His people. Sometimes it's just through a simple cloud or just a very wonderful person that's a gift from God that have this a great ability and great wisdom and great experience, and they're willing to share it with you. They're willing to share it with you. That would be number one point that I want you to leave with today. Number two, as you seek guidance today, we need to pay attention to divine revelation, especially what's already written in the Bible. That is why I believe God is saying, my people, read Matthew 5, 6, and 7. To develop a moral standard, to develop a standard that is from God, it's from heaven. And all they see is grace and mercy and love in you. They see no judgment. They don't see any piety. They just see the love of Jesus inside of you. I got a phone call. It said, Kentucky. Anybody in Kentucky? This is a testimony about you. Hi, I'm Pastor from Kentucky so-and-so. Are you Pastor Bobby? And the first thing I'm thinking about, how did he get my number? Nobody should have my number. Only special people have my number. Every one of you should have my number. That way I can say, I'll call them later. That's their 20th call. No, I'm just joking. He said, I have a prodigal son. Pastor's kid. Stuck in Colorado. And I'm searching. I guess that's where good data is important. And I found new beginnings. And I listened to your message, which was last Sunday, from the beginning to the end. And I said, here's a church that has a heart for God. He says, can you help us? Said, yes, we can. We have some of the most powerful men that I know that come to New Beginnings. They don't mess around. They love Jesus. They talk about recovery. They talk about spiritual life. They talk about commitment. They talk about submitting to one another. They talk about being accountable to one another. I said, we can help. Well, I'm sending that information. And I said, what a testimony of New Beginnings. A stranger from nowhere listens to your service and says, wow, there is a church that has a heart for God. And that's because of you. That's why you're the best. Because I only mess with the best. I only deal with the best. There are still those. That's from my coaching background. I apologize. It's that coaching comes out and it's like, oh, Lord Jesus. How many of you know Bobby Knight? Raise your hand. Thank God not too many of you know Bobby Knight. Let me close with this. Listen to and follow those who God has gifted with insight and leadership. Listen, not somebody that has pastor's vision, but who has a vision for New Beginnings and what New Beginnings stands for. And what does New Beginnings stands for? It stands for New Beginnings. If you don't want a New Beginnings is not for you. But if you want a New Beginnings, this is the place to hang out. Positive is a choice. God hasn't forgotten you. He's setting you up for something amazing. And if you want to see how much power something has over you, fast from it. 2026, you got, tomorrow's going to be Happy New Year's. It's going to be a year where we're going to fast and pray in the beginning. God's going to guide you, God's going to lead you, God's going to stir you, because He is the only one that can break the chains that need to be broken off of anybody's life. So listen, we need God, and we need wonderful people to help us with this. It's okay to say help. It's okay, I need help. It's okay to say I need advice, I need counsel. And it may not be the one, but don't give up. Every one of them gives you counsel to lead you right back to Jesus Christ and right back to your roots, where you want to have fellowship, where you want to grow. You can't grow without roots, so plant them. Just plant those roots and watch God produce something beautiful. I'll close with this morning. I should have taken a picture of this, Madeline, but they would have been jealous and they would have wanted to go to my house, break my house, and steal it from me. As you know, Deanna Aragon is a gardening guru, whatever those things are called. They like to plant things everywhere. It was the end of the season, and there was this little plant like this. And I said to her, it's too late to plant outside because it's going to die, because I have no place to plant it. It's a little tiny little plant like this. So you know what? I took it. I planted it in a nice big, put it in there, I watered it. Listen, I watered it every day and I talked to it every day. You're mine. I'm going to take care of you. Sure enough, here comes winter. Had to bring it inside. It's about this tall and it's got nothing but beautiful tomatoes in there. There's about four nice that are ripe, a bunch of others that are still green. But you know what? I raised it. And I get to eat the fruit of it. Amen? Listen, it might be tiny, but take care of it. It's yours. Watch something. Watch God build something beautiful. And we get to testify of the fruit of what God said to take care of. What did God tell you to take care of? Take care of it. Amen? Stand with me this morning.